Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F, the N-word. Of course, I want to hear from you. The call-in number is 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. You afraid to call me? Feel free to email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. All your questions, comments, concerns, I will read, I will address, I will talk to you. Holler at your boy, I'll holler back. As a matter of fact, social networking, you can go to the Smooth Drama page on Facebook. And, you know, if you just enter that thing, Google Smooth Drama. Wherever you find Smooth Drama, add me. And I'll add you back. Special shout out to all the folks. I mean, I'm getting crazy folks. Add me. It's, you know, just, you can say hi though. You know, you just add me and don't say nothing. That, I don't know. Is that rude to have folks add you and just not say hi at least? Like, it's like, yeah, I added you. Now what? Okay. I don't know. Anyway, also, new added benefit. Just in case you want to see my face that's made for radio. You can check me out on Periscope. I am Smooth Drum Radio. Holla at me. Come go down there to Periscope. You can see me live. I actually got the boogers out of my eyes. I cleaned my nose. I have to make sure that I don't, like, scratch my balls on the air or anything like that. So I'm going to be civil. And I'm looking kind of clean and dapper, if I say so myself. Just as a warning. So if you come check me out, you might be pleasantly surprised, or you might be like, oh my God, is that a, I don't know. I'm not, but I'm just saying, to some, beautiful chocolate is not for them, but that's their loss, not mine. Anyway, speaking of losses, Wisconsin, a Republican state senator from Wisconsin, is mad at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. They have a new course called the Men's Project, Exploring Masculinity. And in this course, you can, as a male, explore your masculinity under the lens of media and pop culture, vulnerability, sexuality, hookup culture, alcohol, relationships, and violence, according to the Men's Project website. Now, I myself thought it was kind of cool. I was like, man, I would take that course just because it's kind of funny, right? Just to see. I mean, you can get credit for talking about being a guy. Like, yeah, if you ever wanted an easy class, that would be cool. But not for Wisconsin Senator Nass, who we should rather name him Mr. Cotton Candy. He says, and I quote, "It is a declaration of war." I mean, he emailed fellow lawmakers. He said, "University of Wisconsin-Madison declares war on men and their masculinity. Not a joke." And in his email, he wrote that the highly paid leaders at UW-Madison now believe that Wisconsin mothers and fathers have done a poor job of raising their boys by trying to instill in them the values and characteristics necessary in becoming a man. before encouraging his colleagues to cut funding for the university. Now, I'm like, masculinity is too much. With, I mean, we have courses on everything. But dude, to like, no, masculinity, strong, hookup culture, no. Mothers and fathers didn't raise their kids right. It's like, it's college. I mean, they had, I mean, there was a course on the rap lyrics of Tupac Shakur. It's like, they have all kinds of courses. You know, I remember taking a class, Love and Jealousy. I mean, it's like, I'm going to take it that this particular senator is gay and that masculinity is the last thing. I'm going to take it that he's a bottom. And it's, but, I mean, you think that if he was like a bottom, then for those of you who don't know what a bottom is, he's the taker in the gay relationship. I'm just thinking I don't understand what your beef is with a class. It's like he seen masculinity was like, no, we don't do masculinity. We don't do it. It's not going to happen. UW Madison, we coming at you. I'm sorry. Woo. Senator Nass, Candy Ass, whatever you want to call him. It's kind of funny. These politicians, they kill me with that foolishness. I mean, there's another thing of foolishness. They're talking about yet another bathroom bill in Texas. They're talking about a bathroom bill that's going to protect the young folks, the integrity of young folks in the bathroom. I'm like, really? Because that's what we need. We need another bathroom bill. It was bad enough, you know, folks went crazy in North Carolina. Now, I mean, once again, if you have a penis, use the men's bathroom. It's a 2-minute proposition. Pull it out. Knock it out. Wash your damn hands. Walk out. You're a female. Go to the women's bathroom. Knock it out. Walk out. I mean, you know, the whole transgender, and it's like, so what's going to happen is this, and I hate to say, and I don't even know why I'm devoting time to talk about this, but I guess I am, because I'm just getting tired talking about the bathroom. What's going to happen is somebody like me is going to be like, yeah, I identify as a female. So they can have a chance to walk into the woman's bathroom. You know what's going to happen? They're going to walk into the woman's bathroom. Say, well, I'm transgender. I'm transitioning. You can't see my boobs yet because I ain't took enough estrogen. And yeah, my penis is shrinking and I'm going to get my balls cut. I mean, really? Anyway, yeah, the fact that it keeps coming up is hilarious. Now, what's serious is, speaking of masculinity, for the homies, you know, all them hardcore gangster homies, yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know, I do a bid. I don't care. I do a bid. I do 2-3 bids. I don't care. I'm wild like that. They talking about bringing back the chain gang. What's the Chain Gang? You know them things you saw in the movies where prisoners actually did work outside of the jail? Well, there's a Massachusetts County Sheriff who is proposing sending prison inmates from around the United States to build the proposed wall along the Mexican border that is one of Donald Trump's platform issues. So, and I will quote Bristol County Sheriff Thomas Hodgson. He said, "I can think of no other project that would have such a positive impact on our inmates and our country than building this wall." Aside from, is he serious now? Aside from learning and perfecting construction skills, the symbolism of these inmates building a wall to prevent crime in communities around the country and to preserve jobs and work opportunities for them and other Americans upon release can be very powerful. For you black folks and Mexican homies, first, to my Mexican homies, I know all the dudes that be down at Home Depot, they're like, "Ah, come on, man. We would do that. We would totally build that wall." I mean, not that it matters because everybody does them tunnels underground now, but I'm digressing. The fact that they're talking about, yeah, we have these inmates do the work. And you know that's what's going to happen. And he says to preserve jobs and work opportunities for them and other Americans upon release. Because that doesn't make sense. If I'm in jail, what is the work opportunity? I'm working for free, damn near. That, what's that? I think they like 30 cents a day, 35, 40 cents a day, something stupid like that, that you'll be getting for building that wall. Thumbs up. So, all my hardcore thug and love, hot, sweaty men, I want to watch another dude use the bathroom while I'm sitting there. Fella, that's your future. It's coming. They tell, and here's the funny thing, they are telling you exactly what they're going to do. They're telling you exactly what they're going to do. And y'all not even taking heed. Yep. Keep glorifying going to jail. See how that works out for you. Now, of course, there was a, you know, they talk about global warming. And, you know, according to the National Oceanic and Atmosphere Project, with their group of scientists, the study is confirming that the ocean's warming over the past 18 years have increased from 0.22 Fahrenheit from 0.07. I don't know exactly what that means, but they say that that's double the warming of the ocean. And for me, I take the simple route. I'm not going to get into the figures. I look at it like this. Global warming. One, I've talked about it. If you watch me on Periscope Live tonight, you'll see I'm a black man. I like going down to the Bahamas. It's nice and warm. See-through water. Get all that sun. Get all the, I love vitamin D. I can sit in the sun. Sit out there, naked, half naked, doesn't matter. Get my suntan off. It is all good. And when they talk about the ocean warming up, I'm like, well, hey, you know, sometimes you go to these resorts and the jacuzzi's full, right? If the ocean is warm, that's just That's just a bigger jacuzzi. A bigger see-through jacuzzi. Natural salt water. Take the positives, right? So global warming, I'm all for it. I have been for global warming for a long, long time. Why not? You know, I mean, if you're black and you're not for global warming, I mean, tropical black man is the reason why we were brought here, slavery in the first place, because, well, we can take the heat. Think about it. That water's warming up, jacuzzi style. Get your jacuzzi on. Get them bathing suits ready, black folks. It sounds like you're going to get a chance to get up in a warmed up ocean. Maybe. Maybe not. And on that note, I need a break. This is J. Cole, Fire Squad.
You be stressing me for time. When you tell me you love me, can you see I'm trying to climb? Then my nigga, why you acting like a bitch? If you scared to take a chance, how the fuck we gon' get rich? Come here, baby, why you always insecure? Hold on tight to a nigga and be strong. Yeah. Ain't no way around it no more. I am the greatest. Lot of niggas set on the throne. I am the latest. I am the bravest. Go toe to toe with the giants, I ain't afraid of you niggas. I'll end up fading you niggas, boy, it's all said and done. This nigga need better sons, my Uzi it weighed a ton. I need me a better gun, in fact I just might need two. Cause niggas say they the one, and I got something to prove. Forgive me, Lord, here they come, blah. Nigga, why you acting like a hoe? Know that I'm a ride for you, either way it go. Tell me, girl, why you be stressing me for time? When you tell me you love me, can you see I'm trying to climb? Then my nigga, why you acting like a bitch? If you scared to take a chance, how the fuck we gon' get rich? Come here, baby, why you always insecure? Hold on tight to a nigga and be sure. My inhibitions, fighting my intuition. Premature premonition, showing me the demolition of these phony niggas. So ahead of my time, even when I rhyme about the future, I be reminiscing. You want the truth, well, come and listen. I'm like that time you bag a dime and check your phone and star was the number missing. It's fake passes you buy, half of you fly, the other half of you fry, too high to actually fly. One day you have to decide, who you gon' be? A scary nigga or a nigga that's gon' rule like me? Keep it true like me, cold you might be. Like the new Ice Cube, meets the new Ice T. Meets True Life Crew, meets the new Spike Lee. Meets Bruce like Wayne, meets Bruce like Lee. Meets O2 Lil Wayne, in the new white T. Meets KD, ain't no nigga that can shoot like me. Blah! Nigga, why you acting like a hoe? Know that I'm alive for you, either way it go. Tell me, girl, why you be stressing me for time? When you tell me you love me, can you see I'm trying to climb? Then my nigga, why you acting like a bitch? If you scared to take a chance, how the fuck we gon' get rich? Come here, baby, why you always insecure? Hold on tight to a nigga and be sure. Who's the king? Came from the bottom, nigga, stains on my shirt. What you expected from me? I came from the dirt. Money, my motivator, the songs that I sing. Picture of peasant, passing from palm to the king. Tell me you still love me, so to let me go. Will I return or will I burn? Never know. Look in my eyes, I see the future. But don't shut the door. Listen, history repeats itself, and that's just how it goes. Same way that these rappers always bite each other's flow. Same thing that my nigga Elvis did with rock and roll. Justin Timberlake, Eminem, and Macklemore. While Philly niggas argue over who gon' snatch the crown. Look around, my nigga, white people have snatched the sound. This year I'll probably go to the awards, dapper damn. Watch Iggy win the Grammy as I try to crack a smile. I'm just playing. But all good jokes contain true shit. Same rope you climb up on and hang you with. But not Jermaine, my aim too sick. I bang, nigga, I came to bring the pain. My brain too quick. You see how I maneuver this game, I ain't stupid. I recognize that life is a dream, and I dream lucid. And break the chains and change mine from birth to the time and claim two things. Fuck it, it's the two bits. Who's the king?
We are kings. Kings of ourselves, first and foremost. While the people debate who's the king of this rap game, here comes little old Jermaine with every ounce of strength in his veins to snatch the crown from whoever y'all think has it. but rather than place it on his head as soon as he grabbed it, poof, boom, pow, it's like magic. With a flash and a bang, the crown disintegrates and falls to the earth from which it came. It's done. Ain't gonna be no more kings. Be wary of any man that claims, cause deep down he clings onto the need for power. In reality, he's a coward. Ultimately, he's scared to die. Sometimes so am I. But when I'm in tune with the Most High, I realize the fear lies in my lack of awareness of the other side. Today I know that we are the same. Are the same, you and I. A different kind of skin, different set of eyes. Two different minds, but only one God. For all the kings. Cause I know deep down every poet just wanna be loved.
Together you got smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was J. Cole, Fire Squad. And yeah, hate crimes in the house. I don't know how many people have seen or heard. First, I guess I should take care of my networking responsibilities. 347-826-7435. The call in number. Once again, that call in number is 347-826-7435. Email me smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. And now you can check me out live on Periscope. Periscope TV. You can see my face that's made for radio. Anyway, once again, that's Periscope. You can check me out. You can interact with me. I'm trying to reach out and touch. Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this. Yeah, I'm definitely not going to be doing the singing. I don't know if anybody saw the arrest this week of the four black teens who went Facebook Live beating on a disabled white man and making a reference to Donald Trump and white people. You know, stupid. I can't condone ever beating innocent folks. At the same time, you know, once again, we start talking about that chickens coming home to roost, Malcolm X deal, where, hey, folks is tired of the same thing happening, so they go out and, you know, make no mistake, I don't endorse this. And the fact that they did it on Facebook Live, I mean, it's like, they'll be building the wall. They will be building the wall. No, I won't. You can't make me. Where you want me to put these bricks? I mean, watch it happen. I mean, folks don't believe that stuff can come back and that stuff can't happen. But it's coming. Mark my words. It's coming. Anyway, now they're Lots of people who are making that attack, talking about, well, it was a hate crime against white people, and they're saying that hate crime charges have been filed, and the arrest as well as the police inquiry into the circumstances of the attack set up, of course, a big deal on social media, because people were like, damn, they beat up on white people. And you know, white folks is in the uproar. Hey, see, this is what we're talking about, which of course as a black man, I mean, y'all are fake, lightweight, scared of black folks, even though 99% of us are trying to stay out of y'all way. You know, you got that 1%, I'm guessing you should be legitimately afraid of. Like, we're afraid of, well, I won't say afraid, but we're wary of 95% of y'all. Because, you know, y'all can get a little violent from time to time. Yeah. For my Periscope viewers, just whatchamacallit. Just stay patient. I am coming back. There I go. Anyway, so yeah, it's one of those situations where Malcolm X said it a long time ago, chickens coming home to roost. Folks don't want to hear it, but when you perpetrate violence again and again and again and again on folks, what's going to happen? You're going to get foolishness, because you have crazy people on all sides. And when I say crazy, I'm talking about folks that'll just do any and all things in the name of their foolish cause. Now, you know, these teens, one, you know they're stupid because they did it and they went Facebook live with it, like live streaming. It's like, you know, the height of lunacy, right? When you start talking about folks who film a crime being perpetrated on your account. You're saying, hey, I want to go to jail. I want to build Donald Trump's wall. That's a new joke now. Y'all going to jail and you're going to help build that wall if Hodgson and all these other people who propose that have their way. And you'll say that you're not going to do it. You're going to be out there. It's that old Sam Cooke song, "That's the Sound of the Men Working on the Chain Gang." Your day is coming. Now, the funny thing, you know, because it was a Chicago assault, former police leader Gary McCarthy came out and said, well, Chicago's murder rate is the fault of Black Lives Matter. and I'm going to quote him. And this is Gary McCarthy. He said, so what's happening, and this is ironic, is that a movement with the goal of saving black lives at this point is getting black lives taken. Because 80% of our murder victims here in Chicago are male blacks, he said. And he added this by saying that Black Lives Matter fuels lawlessness by advocating noncompliance with the police. He said, the simplest way to describe it is that we have created an environment where we have emboldened criminals and we are hamstringing the police. And as Donald Trump says, it's time to give police permission to go and counterattack. Now, last time I checked, there's nobody on Black Lives Matter that is saying, hey, go shoot at each other. Not to comply with the police? Yeah. I mean, we all know to comply with the police, but as we've seen in a lot of these shootings, compliance does you no good. Matter of fact, it is my dumbass of the week here. And it ties into my dumbass of the week. My dumbass of the week, well, you know, I can't go without starting off. Gotta get that last one in, right? Anyway, my dumbass of the week is Congress. Now, a lot of you know what happened. Congress started off this week trying to get rid of the Ethics Committee. They say Kevin McCarthy of California discussing the way the House Republicans were trying to kind of cripple the independent Office of Government Ethics. Now, McCarthy voted against the amendment, but he defended the effort of the caucus. He, you know, I mean, because basically what they were trying to do was there's an independent Office of Government Ethics, and their job is to investigate senators and congressmen, make sure that they ass is doing their job and is not stealing money or doing anything bad. So, as most of you know, these are the first couple days of Congress coming back to work. And what's the first thing they do? They try to get rid of the people who would investigate them for doing illegal shit. Think about that for a second. You talk about getting rid of the people who want to investigate them for doing illegal shit. Now we can talk black or white, whatever. You know, racism is the easy conversation here, right? I mean, and we know, of course, it exists. But when they want to get rid of an office that investigates them for doing bad shit, I mean, what does that tell you? I don't think that it's a racial issue. We want to fuck y'all over and get money while doing it. So, hey, if we can gut these ethics people so that they don't investigate us, we can do all kinds of bad stuff. This is the first thing they try to do. I mean, these are the folks that y'all elected. And what happened was when people got wind of it, they kept calling and calling and calling and calling. They got all kinds of emails and messages on Facebook also from constituents like, what are y'all doing? Why are y'all voting to get rid of people who independently investigate you? And so after the tremendous amount of calls, I'm going to take it they got millions of calls, they decided it's probably not a good idea. But think about that for a second. They want to get rid of folks who are investigating them. And even the people who are like, oh, well, yeah, it's not that big deal. They're like, nah, it's no big deal. It's no big deal. I mean, yeah, the way they went about it, maybe they shouldn't have did it like that, but they did do it right. Leading to, you know, I'm a conspiracy theorist. If you don't know me, I'm a conspiracy theorist. These dudes are always going to do this kind of stuff. And it's not a Republican thing. It's not a Democrat thing. It's a Democratic, non-democratic process thing. They all do it. They all vote for their best interest. Raise, you know, everybody's talking about minimum wage and all this. Congress votes for themselves great benefits. Health care for life, I mean, you know, you hear all this, oh, no, Obamacare, blah, blah, blah. It's so horrible. But they have health care for life. I mean, cheap, affordable health care, I guess that's just, for poor people, that's just a horrible idea, right? I know. It's why we talk, but think about that for a second. They want to vote down health care for you. But they have it. They don't want to be investigated. But they won't stop you from being investigated. Independent investigative branch. Nope, we can't have that. We don't need to be investigated. And if that's not enough, I have to go the racial route. They are proposing a bill that would keep citizens from obtaining enhanced body armor, which they define as body armor, including a helmet or shield, the ballistic resistance of which meets or exceeds the ballistic performance of Type 3 armor, determined using National Institute of Justice standards. -0101.06. And the armor that they're referencing can prevent injury or death from almost any common rifle munitions. Now, according to the bill, the penalty for bearing such armor includes fines, jail time, or both. Now think of this for a second. I'm a black man. I'm going to say, and I appeal to all black men and people who are tired of oppressive police tactics. I don't want to buy rims. I want to buy body armor. I mean, body armor. It's a no-brainer, right? So, just in case. See, I mean, because you think about it. Black man in a hoodie. Got your helmet on. You got your body armor underneath. If there's a problem with a cop, you know, just I'm like doing something criminal like changing my tire or something. Or, heaven forbid, I'm like sitting in my car reading at lunch, which is, I used to do that, but So, and the cop run up on me, asked me for my ID. I pull out my ID, he shoots me. I got the body armor on. I survived. Like, hey, I didn't have nothing, it's just my ID. He said, oh, I'm alive. It's a joke, but it's not a joke, right? I'm running away from the cops. I'm not chasing them. They're not even chasing me. They're shooting me. I have body armor. Pow, 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 pow. Helmet, protect my head. Shot in the back, protect my back. I can get away. There's a misunderstanding, right? Simple stuff. I mean, this is what we talk about here. Body armor. Black men, Mexican men, hey, if ever there was a bill you wanted to fight, and this is Representative Mike Honda who is proposing this, fuck you, Mike Honda. We want body armor. Look, don't buy rims. Don't spend your money on foolish interior. Brothers, get you some body armor. As an innocent black man, it'd probably be the best damn investment you've had in your life, right? Body armor. Yes, no. I mean, I forget sisters too. I mean, people in general, black folks in particular, you know, in light of what's been happening, you know, and folks shooting black folks, police shooting black folks, body armor. hey, you know, just in case there's a George Zimmerman, because apparently George Zimmerman can shoot you, but you can't shoot at him. You have your body armor. It's an even deal. You got your helmet on. See, because you have that hoodie on, he can mistake you for, like, the law-abiding citizen you are and try to get at you. He can't shoot you and kill you. You could just, with the hands, pop, pop, whatever. I'm just saying. Them hating on body armor is a big deal to me. Because I was like, shit, I might need to price some of that out. You know, I might want to walk around in the public. I've walked to the store. And I know for my Caucasian brothers and sisters out there listening, this might not be a big deal. But me walking to the store and feeling safe just in case a cop decides to stop me because I look suspicious for, well, I don't know at this point. Body armor. Just in case there's a mistaken identity, right? Because apparently we all look like criminals. Mistaken identity, I handle it. I got the body armor. Hey, officer, no harm, no foul. I'm just going to take this bullet stub out. I'm trying to comply. You figure after like 4 or 5 shots and they bounce off and you're on the ground, maybe you survive that initial onslaught of foolishness. You can survive. Just a thought. Anyway, I think I'm gonna go on break now. This is Most Deaf Beef.
This is how we work this up here.
Just touching on some real issues right here tonight. That's all.
That's all.
How much y'all observe the excellence there? BX providing the Sonics, my man, Minnesota. I'm letting the beat ride out because it's a part that I like when it come up, you know what I'm saying? I take this time to say what's up to my family. You hear that? You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Just observe the excellence of that. That's many.
Hey, back. Fall back.
With the guitars. It's hip hop music. It's good enough to speak for itself. You gotta do right by it. Minnesota, you dropped the nuclear bomb with this one, son. I'm loving you for that. Come with it. Stay focused. For the BTK. Listen. Beef is not what Jay said to Nas. Beef is when the working folks can't find jobs.
Yeah.
So they trying to find niggas to rob. Trying to find bigger guns so they can finish the job.
Woo.
Beef is when the crack babies can't find moms. Cause they end up behind box, a lot behind bars.
Mm.
Beef ain't the summer jam for Hot 97. Beef is the cocaine and AIDS epidemic.
Mm.
Beef don't come with a radio edit. Beef is when the judge is calling you defendant.
Mm.
Beef, it come with a long jail sentence handed down to you in a few short minutes. Beef is when your girl come through for a visit to tell you that she's pregnant by some other nigga. Beef is high blood pressure and bad credit. Need a loan for your home, but you're too broke to get it.
What?
And all your little kids doing is getting bigger. You're trying not to raise them around these wild niggas.
Mm.
Beef is when a gold digger got your seat in a manicured handout like, hey, nigga. Or I'm telling your wife to start up to a foul rumor that it'll ruin your life. Beef is when a gangster ain't doing it right. And other gangsters have decided what to do with his life. Beef is not what these famous niggas do on the mic.
Woo.
Beef is what George Bush was doing the fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beef is what Josh said to 50. But beef is World and Herb not being here with me when a soldier ends his life with his own gun. Beef is trying to figure out what to tell his son. Beef is oil prices and geopolitics. Beef is Iraq, the West Bank, and Gaza Strip. Some beef is big and some beef is small, but what y'all call beef is not beef at all. Beef is real life happening every day, and it's realer than them songs that you gave to K-Slay. This has been a real nigga PSA from Most Def, Pretty Flocko, Black Dante, and the Black Star Embassy. B to the K.
Together you got smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drumming with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Most Def Beef, what beef really is. Now, we about to talk about real beef right now. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Or you can watch me live on Periscope TV right here, right now. I got on my dashiki. You know, my ankh is like, bam. I got my smooth hat on. I got my jazz hat on. I'm feeling kind of smooth. I'm feeling kind of dapper and gangster. Well, that ain't gangster. Let me, because I definitely ain't gangster. Because gangster is almost clannish, you know, to me. I know some of y'all is like, oh, the thug is like y'all clan. That's just me, because you hating on brothers. You out there hunting brothers like the clan. My take. You can disagree with me, but I say, show me the data where you hunting the real enemy instead of each other. And I say, all right, cool. But I don't think you got that. Anyway, Dylan Roof, in his words, y'all know right now, Dylan Roof is getting his day in court in the sentences, and they're listening to him. And let's look at his words, because I am declaring him hater of the week because of what he said. I mean, he's hater of the week every week. Why? You think I say he's hater of the week? Let's just look at his words, because it ain't my words. His words. Roof wrote, he couldn't live with himself if he did nothing as he watched these things happen to my people. I would like to make it crystal clear, I do not regret what I did. I am not sorry. I have not shed a tear for the innocent people I killed. He later continued, I have shed a tear of self-pity for myself. I feel pity that I had to do what I did in the first place. And on preventing the defense based on mental health, Roof wrote again. Where that his own opening statement is going to seem a little bit out of place after the prosecution. But it's not because I have a mental illness that I don't want you to know about. It isn't because I'm trying to keep a secret from you. Eventually, those will become a part of the public record. In that respect, my self-representation accomplishes nothing. So you could say, what's the point? The point is that I'm not going to lie to you, either myself or through anyone else. Now, he's referring to his attorney, lead counselor, David Bruck, who said he was kind of hinting that fundamentally something was wrong with Roof's brain. Yeah, we know that shit already. There's something wrong with his brain, because we're talking about he sat in Bible study, waited and killed them, and then came out, I mean, and he's very unapologetic. I do not regret what I did. I am not sorry. I have not shed a tear for his words, innocent people I killed. Now, to me, it's a cut and dry death penalty. I mean, I killed the people. I'm not sorry I killed the people. Damn it, there ain't nothing wrong with me. I have no mental illness. I did that shit. I want the world to know. I'm only crying because, hey, self-pity for myself that I had to do what I did. Because he said he watched these things happen to my people. As y'all know, 2015 was a horrible year for white people. I mean, it was just horrible. Let's just recap. 2015. Remember January 2015, what happened to white people? That thing that happened. It was horrible. Right? I mean, it was horrible. Because what had happened was what had happened. As you know, that's what happened. It was what happened because it happened. Because remember, 2015, you know, he's watching, and yeah, I'm still trying to remember what happened to his people in 2015. And if somebody else has something that happened to white people in 2015 that just pushed him over the edge, you know, that maybe it was the water hoses that black folks had to white people. You know, down there in South Carolina. Maybe it was the destruction of the Klan Museum down there in South Carolina. No, that didn't happen. It's still there. All those cop shootings, those black cops that was on a rampage from 2014. No, as a matter of fact, no, it ain't even that. It's all those black cop shootings from when Obama was first elected president up until 2015 that he had to put a stop to. Y'all remember? Because, like, those black cops, they were just shooting innocent white people. And when that, what was it, that black dude, that the white dude was going to his house and the black dude saw him, thought, what is he doing in the hood? We got to catch him. Make sure neighborhood watch that he's not doing something illegal. And he ended up shooting him and he got off. And yeah, y'all, nobody remembers that. Oh, well, that black police woman that shot that white dude who was, his car broke down. Or no, when those black cops choked out that white dude, like, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. Or when those white dudes got shot by the black cops when he was in the parking lot and he was the DVD man. You know that white DVD man? They caught him out there and they shot him in his head. That's what Dylann Roof was talking about, right? All the stuff that happened to his people. Yeah. Hater of the week every week. Trying to figure out what happened to his people. Did somebody figure it out? Please let me know, as I'll be waiting. And of course, as always, I will be looking out for him and seeing if he gets the death penalty and he doesn't get to do a Charles Manson and live forever in jail. Now, what I will point out there was a governor who decided, you know what, I'm going to use my pardoning power and a move to a saner drug policy and criminal justice system. Peter Shumlin decided, you know what, all the people who were convicted of minor marijuana convictions in Vermont, you're free. A great thing, right? A great thing. Didn't really get that big of a deal, not that big of a headline, because it's the right thing to do. Now, you know, I've talked about how what's happened in America because of the opioid heroin problem that has cropped up in the suburbs, you know, mostly Caucasian residents. There's been a move to set up shelters and education and all kinds of efforts to help. Even they have free zones. I've talked about they have free zones where they give out needles and whatnot because they feel compassionate about the heroin deal. Now, I bring this up with Governor Shumlin as someone who is redressing what was insane in Vermont and everywhere else. Where's the lack of compassion when it was black folks? Now it's an epidemic because the rest of the nation is caught up. So not to be insensitive, but at the same time, I question the compassion now. Cracking heroin was ruining the inner city. Nobody cared. But now that it's ruining, well, heroin in particular, because the prescription drugs are heroin-based, and that's the gateway to real heroin use. It's funny, we're talking about gateway drugs. Everybody cares about it now. I find it sad. Real sad. I mean, It's one of those things that perturbs me that, okay, we want to do the right thing now when it's a certain population, but not when it affected predominantly what you call African American. It's a horrible, horrible thought in my head that we only care about things when it affects the so-called majority and not everyone. Just a thought. Special shout out to Governor Shumlin for making some goddamn sense. And on that note, I messed it at the N word. Special shout out to everybody who checked me out on Periscope tonight. It's another Smooth Drama production. I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.